Fred Film Radio, New Horizons International Film Festival, Wrocław, Poland.
You're listening to Fred Film Radio. This is Diego Aparicio from Wrocław, Poland. I'm here for the 19th edition of the New Horizons Film Festival, and I'm joined today here by Angelique Müller, who is festival programmer at the Valletta Film Festival in Malta, which earlier in June this year celebrated its 5th edition. Hi, Angelique.
Hi, Diego.
It's lovely to have you here with us today. What brings you to Wrocław?
Well, we've been on an intensive week, a course for festival managers with, I think, 22 nationalities trying to figure out the future of our festivals.
Sounds like an ambitious endeavor.
It is indeed. But it was a great week full of insights, and I think we all beneficiated from each other's expertise. So it was very insightful.
That's great to hear. What would you say is your biggest challenge as a film festival in Malta?
Well, I'd say probably funding is the major issue, but it's because Malta is a very small territory and obviously funding sources are limited. Apart from that, I think we're lucky to be in a beautiful place that everyone wants to visit. We have a festival in taking place in June, which is a really good time of the year to visit the island. We have amazing outdoor venues. So, yeah, if it wasn't for funding, I think all the ingredients are there.
So how is your program structured at the Valletta Film Festival?
So we show a mix of shorts, feature, and fiction and documentaries. Our competition is focusing on the cinema of small nations, which... the past June edition was the first time of this initiative. It took us 4 years to figure out a bit more of an identity for the festival, which I think is necessary if you want to stand out from the rest of the festivals out there. And I think Malta being the micronation of Europe, it was a good opportunity to seize and try to bring all the other small nations of Europe and the Med to Malta. And then we also have curated sections which are non-competitive. We have a section for teens, a section for kids, a section for family, a Masters of Cinema section, an island section.
And I believe you had Bellatar this year for a masterclass at your festival. Is that right?
We did indeed, yes.
How did that go down?
Very well, I have to say. He was very generous with us. I think he had a good time on the island. At least I like to think so. Yes, he was very generous with our audience.
So what's your current audience at the festival, and who else would you like to make part of the conversation?
Well, I think we managed to attract an audience about 10,000 people every year.
Wow.
It's very varied, but I would say it's mostly composed of expats living in Malta, so it would be nice to attract a bit more locals. And also, I find that the teenagers are the hardest to bring to the cinema, oddly enough.
Yeah, it is a surprising find for all of us, I think. Well, good luck to us all. So another thing I'd like to ask is, how many venues does your festival make use of, and how many events do you organize?
We run 5 venues at the same time. We have a mix of indoor and outdoor venues, but our flagship venue is an old open-air theater.
Sounds lovely.
That has a capacity of 900, so it's
wow.
Quite a challenge to program, because we want to
fill it up,
obviously.
Yeah.
And then we have an inflatable screen on the main square in Valletta,
wow,
where we do free screenings in collaboration with other local NGOs. So they're usually themed screenings on migration, sustainability, or we also invite other festivals to curate a little carte blanche sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And then we work with the Art House Cinema of Valletta, the university campus, and then we have a little pop-up cinema as well, in a cinebar.
I love how many things you're incorporating there. It sounds like you're doing a terrific job. Like, for a festival in its very early days. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. At least we like to think we do. But I think the secret ingredient here is that we were all, like, the core team has been working for the film industry for the past 10 years. So I think we already had the contacts when we started. So we cut through the stages of, you know, putting the ingredients together. Yeah.
That's cool to know. And how big a team, you know, are you?
The core team is made of six, but it's growing. And closer to the festival, we're about maybe 20 people. And then obviously hundreds of volunteers.
Nice. So what role do you think your festival can play with regards to the local film industry?
Well, we are trying. Malta obviously is not very famous for its local film industry. We've been servicing the film industry for, well, about 100 years. And Malta has been very famous as a film location. But there isn't much of a local production. So this is what we're trying to grow. And obviously you need to grow it from the seed. So we invest a lot in short filmmakers, because I think if you want to grow an industry, that's where it starts. So we always try to showcase the work of short filmmakers and then provide a platform for them to meet international filmmakers. We organize workshops and masterclasses. And we also try to collaborate with other film festivals and send their works abroad to do guest curations and invite them to travel and go and meet the world out there. So we did a market screening of Maltese works at Clermont-Ferrand this year. We did a guest program in Menorca. We're doing one at Encounters in the UK at the end of the year. So we try to give them a platform.
Well, it sounds like you're doing a terrific job, and please do carry on. I think small nations such as Malta and Cyprus do need such festival activity to, like, bring, you know, everyone into the conversation and raise awareness of what film can do in our lives. And I think it's a crucial thing to be asking nowadays, you know, where everything's so accessible and there are so many social conversations worth having through this medium. One of the things that was brought up at the course this week was that Creative Europe is actually looking into developing a new action through which it hopes to encourage festival collaboration. What sort of festivals do you see yourself collaborating with?
Well, we've always, like, I think we've collaborated with other festivals on previous editions. We've always tried to do so. I'm not sure what's going to be the scope of the Creative Europe incentive. But obviously, now focusing on the world of small nations, it was very interesting to be here because there was representatives of coming from Georgia, Armenia, Lithuania, Latvia, all the small nations of this world. So I'm looking forward to, like, discussing collaboration opportunities a bit further. Yes.
Thank you so much for your time today, Angelique. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Pleasure, likewise.
From Wrocław, Poland, this is Diego Aparicio, and you're listening to Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.